Kind of put that aside and just watch it when coaches make you watch it or something.
No, I don't think any of us has really watched the film from the Super Bowl. We're not really feeling too good about it, but I didn't really want to watch the Clemson game on Sunday, but definitely wanted to watch it on Monday and see where I could learn from it. I've got a couple things stored in the back of my head for what I need to do and what I need to work on off that game.
You never rewatched the Cole catch in overtime?
I mean, obviously it's replayed, and obviously I've seen it, but obviously I'm biased, so I'm gonna say it's a catch. But I could have made a little better throw, a little bit more inside, and made it a lot easier catch for Danny. But it happens, and we'll learn from it and we'll build off of it.
You mentioned a couple of things that kind of stick in your mind about that you would remember.
Well, for one, a lot of the work I've been doing is working on a corner throw, putting into a position to make it better. So right off the start, that's one of them, just because of Danny. And then, I guess it's just not have that sour feeling again. And I've just been working in that way. And I wouldn't say I had a great game. I wouldn't say I had a bad game. I made plays when I needed to make them, but when we got into the red zone, we just didn't capitalize.
How much more do you feel like you're going to have to take on this year because of the questions that are surrounding you? Do you think your role will increase?
I think my role will increase just from the mental standpoint. I don't think they'll ask me to do anything else physically. Because our running backs aren't slacking. I'm not worried about those guys at all. I'm not worried about my receivers. I'm not worried about my linemen. I think we can be better than we were last year and better early than we were last year.
He steps in for David Wilson, though, and kind of a security blanket back there.
We got three guys stepping in for David, and it's going to be running back by committee, and I'm not worried about that at all. Michael Holmes, J.C. Coleman, and Martin Scales can carry the load back there. They're each their Martin Scales. They can all carry the ball. They got different style. Martin will run through you more than around you. JC will run around you, and Mike Holmes is, I'd compare him more to a Ryan Williams type of runner where he can make a move and get upfield as quick as he can. One move type of guy. So that 1,700 yards can be made up by three different people pretty easily, and you're gonna have to respect those guys.
How much better do you think the ACC as a conference will be this year because all you quarterbacks are expected to be better?
I think we'll be a very strong conference. We'll have strong quarterback play, and we're always kind of known for our strong defensive play too. So I think it's going to be fun to see what we do, and we're just going to try to outplay each other every week.
You guys are kind of like the microcosm of that. Everybody's always talking about Virginia Tech's defense, and was it you that was tweeting about? It was you.
That was
about let's get the O going and talk about that. How important is that for you to sort of not miss a beat, kind of match the defensive reputation?
If our offense can match our defensive reputation, it will be something to handle this year. And, they're always top five, top ten in the nation, and if we get the top five, top ten in the nation, then watch out.
Talking about Marcus Davis.
Marcus Davis is one of the freakiest athletes I've seen in my life. 6'4", 5", with the size, speed that he has is dangerous. And hopefully I get him the ball quick and early, short and deep, and just let him make plays.
What was standing between him being, was it just playing time? What was standing between him being consistent for? He's shown flashes.
Well, I guess he led our team in yards per reception last year, and I think that shows what he can do when he has the ball in his hands. And yeah, he was sitting behind Danny, which is, it's a tough out for Marcus. But at the same time, this year is his time to shine, and I think he'll be just fine with it. And hopefully, give him the ball early and often, and let him make some plays with it.
Do you ever shake your head? And wonder? You lost a lot of weapons from last year, and you say replacing them with established guys. But does it ever scare you at all, or worry you at all with all the production you guys lost last year?
Obviously you think about it and you're like, well, those guys are NFL guys, they're playing now, but you know, you really can't worry about the past. You just got to focus on the now and the future. So, I just say good luck to those guys. But you know, it's time to change the tide.
What kind of tangible results did you see from the work that you did in the offseason with your footwork and your throwing? I mean, did you see it in 7-on-7 that you were getting more accurate? Did you notice that kind of work was working for you?
I did. I'd be out there and I'd throw a ball that I've been working on all summer. And I'd be like, there it is. And you can ask Kyle, I'd be like, man, that's a great ball. I'm yelling at him across the defense, just challenging them. And they're over there laughing, but at the same time, they know I'm serious and ready to go, and and I think my offensive guys have looked up and said, yeah, he has gotten better, and it's time to roll, and it's time to be there for him.
Which throws are better now, do you think?
I'm putting a little bit more arc on the corner throw, being able to put it over a defender's shoulder and leave it out in front, and then put enough arc on a dig or an in route over top of a linebacker in between windows, just something like that. And I think that those are a couple things I need to work on. Just pick my spots, and when it comes all together, it's kind of a blessing. It's kind of exciting to see.
With such a relatively young offense, do you see yourself taking on more of a leadership role this offseason?
I've kind of taken the leadership role ever since the spring hit. Yes, definitely. So, and the younger guys have responded, and which has been a blessing for me. It's not making anything tough on me. It's they just kind of pick it up as it goes along and picking it up quickly, which is nice. But as a teacher, it's kind of like, good, here we go. Hopefully we can get it going smoothly, and hopefully they can teach as the year goes on.
Did you see the offensive unit seem to come together and build some cohesiveness during the spring?
Yeah, I think we did. You could tell the last, I guess it was a close scrimmage maybe, the defense were just blitzing us out of their mind, and offensive line was picking it up. We were getting it out of our hands and just moving it down the field the way we wanted to. And too bad the spring game got rained out, because I was excited to see what we could do then. And because we were just building on it every week. Every week we were getting better. And hopefully once camp starts, that's the same thing.
I'm sure you saw a little bit of the pistol in the spring, you guys covering that. How does that play to your strengths? How much do you think we'll see it during the year?
I couldn't tell you. We only played around with it for a little bit. But I think it's good for our running backs, because they can hide behind me. And at the same time, it gives me a threat to be able to run downhill instead of laterally right off the start. So I think we have I think it's good. Hopefully we can use it. Hopefully it makes us better.
Do you think you're going to be running more this year because of, I mean, you got some uncertainty right there at running back. I mean, do you feel like that might lead to more design runs for you and more of an impact in the running game?
No, I think it's going to be probably the same. I don't think we'll change too much. And to be honest, hopefully it's a little bit less. And that means that we're running the ball well with our tailbacks, and we're doing it right in the passing game as well. So if it's less and we're doing better, fine by me. If it's more and we're winning doing that, fine by me as well. I'm a team player, do whatever we need to do. But hopefully we can hand that thing off to the tailback and let them get 4 or 5 yards a pop.
What's your take on the number of this year? 11 or 12 starters are back.
Well, we're